End of one here at Intera Gym. Warsaw 20, Goshen 8. First quarter stats, Warsaw 8 of 14 from the field. And I think they missed their first five shots. 2 of 7 from three-point range, 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Goshen 3 of 8 from the field, 0 of 1 from the arc, 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 7 of 2. Warsaw with 3 turnovers and the Redhawks with 5. And the Redhawks make one pass and then turn it over on the second. Right off the start of the second quarter, and Warsaw's got the ball back here to start quarter two. And it is the five starters with Kelsey Wren out there for the Lady Tigers. So we start quarter two in the corner. Chastain lobs out to Bricker. Bricker then right back in the left corner. Zartman, she'll slide up the baseline, kick it out to Winchester for three. It's no good. Bricker had her hands on the rebound, but when she came down, she ran into Markham and lost the ball, and Goshen got it. Hostetler trapped at midcourt. Got it out of there to Yorty, inside to Markham, and she's fouled by Bricker. Joss is going to get her second foul. Neely's coming to the scores table, I'm guessing, for Jocelyn. And free throws here for Markham, who just made one and missed one before the end of the first quarter. And the junior puts it up there, and it's short. Neely in, Bricker out. 7:27 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw with a 20-8 lead. Markham, her left wrist and thumb heavily taped, missed the second free throw, but the rebound was grabbed by Goshen, and it's out of bounds. Zartman tipped it and then tried to save it into the Warsaw bench and could not. It's out of bounds. That time, Winchester just got caught flat-footed on the rebound, and Stewart got in there and wrestled with it. Oh, and Hostetler traveled with the ball. Lenny Krebs screaming, and they're going to call a foul. No, then. Okay, so I wasn't sure what just happened here. That's why I was pausing. Goshen calls timeout. Goshen called timeout, and about 2 seconds after that, Warsaw was called for a foul. The official standing right in the middle of it called the timeout and turned around and asked Sean Hill, "Do you want a full or a 30?" And then he said, his response was, "You called a foul." And the response back from the official was, the timeout happened first. So it's out of bounds to the Redhawks with 7:16 left to go in the second quarter. Again, the gym's not very loud. There's not a big crowd here. And I literally am probably 15 to 20 feet away from Sean Hill. I did not hear him ask for a timeout, which doesn't mean he didn't. I just didn't hear it. Hill right wing, backdoor cut, Markin got free and scores. They've been able to successfully get her to the basket. It's 20-10. Neely, one-handed right side, Zartman out to a wide-open Winchester. Left side, Wren. She's open left corner for three. That's no good. Rebound grab by Yorty for Goshen. Warsaw has not had much success from three-point range so far. Pass out top, and a whistle and a foul called. Oh, Kelsey Wren was in perfect shape to steal that pass and go down and score. But she took the wrong angle and ran right in the back of Hostetler and knocked her over. That'll be the second foul against Warsaw here in the second quarter. Markham into Hostetler. Back to Markham. They're looking in at Hill. Again, they're dragging all Warsaw's players away from the basket. There's going to be double dribble. Hostetler got in between Zartman and Chastain and then grabbed the ball and then dribbled again and immediately looked to the sky, as if to say, oh, no, that's not good. It's out of bounds to Warsaw. Again, it's a 3-2 zone. Lob backdoor, pass too low, knocked away, taken away by Yorty for Goshen. Late Tigers still lead by 10. Hill in the front court. Ball knocked away. Ooh, and Neely just couldn't save it. And it goes out of bounds to Goshen. Chastain, Wren comes out. Villema back in. kind of a slow-moving game. We had that stretch of about 4 minutes in the first quarter when Warsaw looked more like Warsaw. There's a ball tipped by Zartman, taken away. A steal by Chastain. Ahead for Zartman, and Vilima got her shot blocked by Stewart. Oh, and then Stewart got in Vilima's face and taunted her. She's being warned right now that we've seen other players get technicals for less than that. Zartman made a beautiful pass, and Stewart read that she was passing it and went right to Vilima and swatted it out of bounds. Zartman, right side, into the lane area for Winchester. Now to the left corner for Chastain. To Neely, to Vilima, around to the right side for Zartman. Now back out top for Vilima, around the edge for Neely to Winchester. Pass was at the feet of Zartman, or she'd had a look at three. Vilima, right wing for Zartman, back to Delaney, now to Alexis Neely. To Vilima, in the lane, good catch by Winchester, and she's fouled from behind by Stewart. LaShawn with her first foul, that's the first against the Redhawks here in quarter two. Bricker to the scores table to come into the game for Chastain. It's a non-shooting foul, out of bounds to Warsaw. Bricker runs from the bench to the scores table and right down to the baseline to throw the ball in. Bricker looking inside, bounces in the corner. Winchester grabbed by Hill. Zartman across to Vilima, down to the corner for Bricker. Back out to Delaney, to Winchester, 20 feet out. Right side, there's Zartman, open and shooting and hitting for three. Her first basket of the game is a three-point basket. That is a shock to no one. It comes at 5:25 left to go in the first half. Warsaw leads by 13, and Goshen throws it away. The roster says that Hostetler's 5'2". I stood next to her in the pregame show. I'm here to tell you, she's not taller than my mom, and my mom was 5'11". So when you're throwing from Hill to Hostetler, you're literally going a foot downhill. So that's a bad pass by Hill. Missed the target. Warsaw's got the ball back up by 13. Zartman between the circles for Bricker. Back to Brooke Zartman on the right wing. Now out to Neely. Neely to the near side. Vilima down to the corner. Bricker. She'll fly up the baseline, get to the basket, and score again. Jocelyn Bricker's got 8 first half points. Warsaw leads 25-10. Long pass up ahead. New kid in there. That's Kennedy Yorty. She lost the ball. Neely's trying to get it out of there and did. Baseball pass up at Winchester, way off the mark, taken away by Ava Yorty. Back out to her sister. Kennedy holding double team, and there's a steal. And then Vilima stumbled with the ball, gives it up to Bricker. Bricker backs in, kicks it across to Winchester, out to Neely, open for three, and it's good again. She's got 2 threes in the first half, and now 18 for the season. And it's 28-10, Warsaw, with 4:18 left to play here in the first half at Goshen. Hostetler to the line into a double team. Near side to hit Stewart in the feet. Stewart picks up the dribble into the corner for Markham. Markham is trapped. Now she'll drive into a double team. Get it out to Ava Yorty. Ava along the sideline, stepped out of bounds. It'll belong to Warsaw. Bricker and Zartman were right there. She just ran out of space and stepped on the sideline right in front. Now the Tiger coaching staff. Stewart comes out. So both the Yorty sisters are in with Hill, Markham, and Hostetler. Chastain back in the game for the lead Tigers for Vilima. Bricker will walk it into the front court. Right side Chastain out to Bricker, to the near side for Zartman. Back to Bricker, back to Zartman. Holding left side, now to Bricker. Bricker drives to the left elbow, picks up her dribble, throws it out to Neely. Neely back to the near corner. Zartman wide open for three, and it's in and out and in again. The rims here at Goshen are very, very soft. You can get a lot of very kind bounces from these rims. And there's the ball tipped out of bounds by Zartman, and it's last touched by the Lady Tigers. Although Goshen started to retreat as if it was out of bounds off of Warsaw. Or off of Goshen. It was not. Clearly was out of bounds to the Redhawks. Hostetler in a double team at midcourt. Bounces it out for Kennedy Yorty. Now to the far side for Ava. Down to the baseline. Passes wide of Hill and out of bounds. Another turnover. Warsaw with the ball, leading 31-10 with 3:14 left to play here in the first half. And Warsaw's record when they lead at halftime is really, really good. It is 10-0. Lenny Krebs calls out the play. Bricker directing traffic. Hands back to Neely. Neely in the weave to Zartman from right to left. And there seems to be some confusion. Lenny Krebs is changing up. Bricker pounding the dribble against Markham. One number 10 against another. Now to Chastain. Now to Neely with some space. Shooting from 20. Not this time. And the rebound's grabbed by Hill for Goshen. Hostetler up the near side. Sees Zartman. Slows it down. Takes it across the line into a trap. Gets it to Hill above the free throw line. Hill will shoot from 17 and bank it wide right. No good. Rebound to Winchester. Neely up the far side to Bricker. Cross-court pass picked off. Jocelyn didn't get much on that. A defender came up and changed her launch angle. And the pass never made it by Ava Yorty in the lane. Kennedy Yorty across the line. Up the left wing. Toward the baseline. Slipped it into Hill. Hill will shoot it over Chastain and finally score. She scored 4 early points, now has 6. Long pass down the court, and it's lost by Zartman. Zartman lost the ball with Hill creeping up on her left. 2 minutes left to go, opening half. Warsaw leads 31-12. Markham on the baseline, shoots from 15 and hits. Kayla Markham's got 7, 31-14. Bricker right corner in transition, out to a wide open Winchester from 22. Book it. Winchester in double figures with 12. She's in double figures now for the 20th time in 20 games. Warsaw leads by 20 again, 34-14. And she'll lob across the line for Kennedy Yorty. Back to Hostetler. Hostetler pressured at the timeline, got it to Ava Yorty. Now she dribbles to the sideline. She's trapped. Throws it out for Hostetler, and she's fouled by Chastain. Braley with her first foul. That's 3 team fouls this quarter. Nope, check that. 2 team fouls this quarter on Warsaw. Stewart back into the game for Goshen. Also, Yessie Medina. Bricker is out, and Villema back in for Warsaw with 1:15 left to play in quarter two. Up the sideline, near side, Markham. Down to the baseline, looking inside, nothing there. Throws up the sideline to Hostetler. Down to Hill. She'll lean into Neely and score. Kyra Hill with 8, and it's 34-16 Lady Tigers. Chastain, far side Winchester, head fake and a kick across to Zartman. Open and shooting for 3. It's good. 72 three-pointers for the season, 3 in this quarter. Warsaw leads 37-16, 40 seconds left to play before halftime, and the ball's thrown out of bounds. Hostetler threw it to Stewart, who was leaning out of bounds when she caught the ball, and apparently her toe, right down here to our right, caught a little bit of that line, and Warsaw with a chance for the last say of the opening half. Already with a 21-point lead, the basketball and the possession arrow. Left side, there's Zartman again from 25. Good. Zartman with 4 in the quarter, and it's 40-16 Warsaw. Hostetler across the line near side. Stewart, 20 seconds. Pass inside. Oh, Vilma did all she could. But Markham makes the catch and scores. Vilma dropped down but could not stop it because the pass was too high. And Warsaw with it with 8 seconds left. Neely's kick across to Zartman. Out to Vilma. 4 seconds. 3. Neely in the corner. Chastain. She'll slip it inside to Winchester, who bobbled the ball and lost it as the buzzer sounds. Halftime here at Intera Gym. Warsaw 16 minutes away from an unbeaten conference season once again. Warsaw 40, Goshen 18. We'll give the first half scoring next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime at Intera Gym here in Goshen. Warsaw 40, Goshen 18. First half scoring for the Redhawks, Joelle Hostetler 1 point. And then their 2 leading scorers have the rest. Kayla Markham is the leader with 9. Kyra Hill's got 8. For Warsaw, 4 players scored, and it's those 4 that normally score the most points. Alexis Neely, 8. Jocelyn Bricker, 8. And then 2 players in double figures already. Brooke Zartman with 12, and Brooke Winchester also with 12. And between them, they have 6 3-point baskets. Warsaw led it after 1, 20-8, and then outscored Goshen 20-10 in the second quarter to push the lead up to 22 at 40-18. We were tied once. That was at 7. Goshen held their own through the first 5 minutes of the game, and then the Lady Tigers caught fire from three-point range and left Goshen behind. There were 4 early lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 31-15. They're now 13-5. Kaylee Goheen, 10 points, 11 rebounds. Cassie Jackson, just 1 point, but 12 rebounds. Lucy Andrew with 7 points and 3 steals. I could also tell you that the freshman boys tonight beat Oak Hill 45-18. And Tucker Reed finished the night as the leading scorer with 12 points. Again, at halftime of the girls varsity game here at Goshen, Warsaw leads the Redhawks 40-18. We'll give the first half stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in Goshen, Warsaw 40, Goshen 18. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Warsaw shot 62.5%. They were 15 of 24 from the field. They were even up 50% for three-point range, 8 of 16 and 2 of 2 at the free throw line. Goshen was 8 of 14 from the field. That's 57%, but only got off 14 shots. They were 0 of 1 for three-point range and 2 of 6 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 8 to 6. Warsaw with 4 offensive rebounds and Goshen with 1. And the turnovers, we thought would be the big story. It has been so far. Warsaw with 7, but Goshen with 14. Looking individually, Brooks Hartman from the field, 4 of 8 from the field, 4 of 7 from the arc, 12 points. So with the 4 three-pointers now at 73 three-pointers for the season. Alexis Neely had a really good shooting half, too. 3 out of 4, 2 of 3 from three-point range. She had 8 points. Jocelyn Bricker was 4 of 5 from the field. Her miss was from three-point range. She had 8 points and 2 rebounds. And Brooke Winchester with 12 points in the first half to go along with 2 rebounds. She was 4 of 6 from the field and 2 of 4 from three-point range. Neely and Bricker had 2 steals apiece. Winchester with 3 assists, Bricker with 3, and Neely with 2. It didn't feel like it at the beginning. Warsaw, again, you look up at the board and you go, wow, it's a 22-point lead. Warsaw leads 40-18. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Oliver Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at oliverbergen.com. We start the third after these words on News Now Warsaw.